Hello, everybody. This meeting is being recorded. It's 12 p.m. on February 12, 2024. Ms. Hiller, after you call the meeting to order, we'll do a roll call of the committee members and staff.
Yes, and I will do so. I now call the Rules Committee meeting of February 12, 2024 to order.
And the time is 12:03. Ms. Hiller?
Yes, I believe the beginning of each meeting is a roll call.
Yes, that's what we're doing. So, Ms. Hiller? Dr. Bustillo?
Here.
Mr. Leone?
Here.
Dr. Purcell?
Present.
Dr. Bordenave? Dr. Linsky?
Present.
Mr. Packard?
Here.
Dr. Thune?
Here.
And Dr. Bordenave has not joined, so we will note that oh, she's just joining. One moment. Dr. Bordenave, the meeting has been called to order, and we were just going through the roll call. Can you respond that you're now here for the record, please? You're muted. Okay. Dr. Bordenave is having a technical difficulty. We'll identify when she's joined the meeting.
And Mr. Harris, should he be introduced?
Certainly.
Yes.
And that you're absolutely right. Mr. Harris, Mr. Mark Harris is our Assistant Attorney General. And my name is Judy Chepius, the board's Executive Director.
Judy.
And I do believe that's Dr. Bordenave.
It is, and I'm sorry. I'm at the airport, and so, but that's it. I'm just going to join by phone.
Okay, that sounds good.
Okie doke. Well, now that we're all present and accounted for, and I presume you all have had access to the agenda for the meeting. It's a fairly short agenda. We have a very focused task to do, which is to go over the rules that we identified at our meeting 2 weeks ago that we would like to look into as far as modifications, updating, and see how we want to divide the work. I will remind you all that from the minutes that you do not have yet, although I do have minutes from the meeting, they have yet to be finalized, but we identified 12 rules or issues in practice that we would like to take a closer look at and explore whether some updating or changing might be in order. Of course, anything we do is nothing more than a recommendation to the board, and it is the Board of Physical Therapy who takes action and who would proceed with any changes we recommend. As a ground rule for the discussion for the next 55 minutes, we do not have to assign all of those 12 items today. I think it's sometimes helpful when you work with more than one person, get different opinions, split the research tasks. We have many months that we will be working on this. So I do not necessarily expect that we will assign 12 issues to the entire group, but simply select where we want to start, what we're most passionate about, and go from there. We do not have to cover all 12 points that were identified in the document that was posted on our shared folder that simply says Rules Committee Member Research Tasks discussed at RC Meeting 130-24, and you all have had access to that document. Is that correct? A final disclaimer, and then I'll kind of throw it open to discussion. You'll hear much less of my voice today than the last meeting. But I would say that this is a pretty aggressive agenda. I mean, these are fairly weighty, substantive items, and I did the best I could to translate my notes during the meeting, and there was a lot of back and forth discussion, and I did listen to the audio recording from the meeting. So I have attempted as objectively as I could to describe the 12 points we captured last time. So before we really assign things, if there are any items that have been misstated, misspoken, misrepresented, I would certainly encourage you all to feel free to, and I numbered the items so it was a little easier for us to say, yes, on item 5 under Article 3, I think what we really intended to say was such and such. So at least from the get-go, any corrections that the committee would like to make to the document that we're looking at?
Excuse me, just 1 minute, Ms. Hiller. I do believe we need to address what we are doing with the minutes or just identify that we're rearranging the agenda and we can move forward and deal with the minutes at the end. The minutes are not available, therefore the motion would likely just be to table that discussion since it's on the agenda.
Okay. I actually didn't intend to talk about the minutes. I intended to talk about the task documents.
Right, right. We're not going to talk about the minutes. It's just that the minutes were agendized in case they were ready. They were
I'm sorry.
So,
I missed that.
So we
I'll move to table the minutes.
Perfect.
Thank you, Blair.
Is there a second?
Second.
Okay. It's been moved and seconded to table the minutes from the January 30th, 2024 committee meeting until the next meeting when they're available. Ms. Hiller?
Yes.
Dr. Basile?
Yes.
Mr. Leone?
Yes.
Dr. Bursell?
Yes.
Dr. Bordenave?
Yes.
Dr. Linsky?
Yes.
Mr. Packard?
Yes.
And Dr. Thune?
Yes.
That motion passes.
Thank you, Judy, for bringing me back to that. I wouldn't want to deviate too far from the agenda. Now, back to the nitty-gritty. So we'll basically be focusing on the document of the research tasks. Anything that jumped out at anybody that needs to be corrected, and then I'm just going to throw it open to the group and see what comes forward. Corrections?
I thought you did a great job, personally. I didn't see anything.
Oh, shucks. Thanks, Jim.
This is a nice summary.
Okay. Well, would the group like to proceed numerically, or somebody start by talking about something they particularly want to get into? What's the pleasure of the group?
We could go through starting with Article 1 if you wanted, or I know which ones I'm interested in.
Have other members of the committee kind of decided which they're interested in?
I've reviewed the sections that I'm more interested in. I'm gonna leave things kind of up to the group. I've never done anything like this before, so I'm not quite sure how we want to divvy up responsibilities and how many people assigned to each task and all that, but I'm open to help out any way I can, so.
Okay, well, Linda, you suggested, so maybe why don't we go around the group and see if people want to at least identify which items were most of interest to them. So you started at Linda, so you want to go first?
Article 1, number 2.
Mm-hmm.
Article 2, number 3. And Article 3, number 9, just the interest at the top of the list. But again, I'm flexible also. So.
Okay. JJ, your thoughts?
I'm interested in Article number 3, number 6, 7, 9, and 10 predominantly. But like I said, I'm open to help out however I can.
Would you repeat that? It was 3, 6, 7, 9, and 10?
Article 3, numbers 6, 7, 9, and 10.
Okay. Anybody else?
Yeah, I'm interested in Article 3, 7 through 10, as well as Article 4, 12.
Article 4. Okie doke.
This is Lori.
Oops. Go ahead.
Oh, sorry. So this is Lori. And I don't have the article number sitting in front of me because I'm at, like I said, at the airport. But I'm interested in working on any of them have to do with education or students. I know there's a couple that are fall into that category. But again, if you need people to do other things, I'm happy to do other things.
Okie doke. Blair?
Peggy, as a pure clinician on this group, I think Article 3 would be any of those areas under Article 3 would be areas I'd be interested in. I do have one procedural question. I don't know if you want to take a time right now to deal with it, but you know, some of these that deal with supervision, we have pending legislation. And my simple question is, do we proceed in our discussion of this as if, you know, the legislation is not there? You know, we know what the law is now. We don't anticipate, in other words, what might occur, or do we?
When you talk about we have pending legislation, are you talking about the Arizona PT Association?
Right. The Arizona legislature has some pending legislation before it presented by the Arizona chapter that would deal with supervision issues with students and others. And so do we take that into consideration, or do we wait and see what the legislature does with this before we even take that up?
Well, I'll speak first and I would throw it open to the group. I would absolutely not wait to see what the legislature does. Because we have no control over what they do. And the goals of the Arizona PT Association may not be the same as the goals of the regulatory board. Right. We're looking at things strictly from a public protection standpoint rather than a professional benefit standpoint. And so, will we take them into consideration? I'd be curious, and I have seen some information from the Arizona PT Association as to what legislative issues they're pursuing. Certainly, you know, if they've got some good language, I wouldn't mind stealing it. No, I didn't say that on the record. But, you know, Mr. Harris, maybe you could give us a more concerted legal opinion, but
yeah, no, I appreciate that, Madam Chair. I appreciate your comments and members of the committee. I'm not sure what the time frames are as far as how long this exercise of the rules is going to go, but one suggestion would be just to proceed on the laws as they're drafted. But if during the course of this exercise, we have additional information with respect to the pending legislation and whether or not it is going to continue to move forward this year, or perhaps it has moved forward and is, you know, goes to the governor as signed, the committee at that point then can revisit those rules if there have been recommended modifications to those that involved the new legislation. So, okay. You know, in short, perhaps we can just, you know, kind of keep this on our radar and you know, receive updates on how this legislation is going this session. If that makes sense.
Thank you, Mark. Just one follow-up question. Let me ask this. Did the chapter approach the licensing board on their activities this year, and has the, I've been away from the board so long. Does the board actually take positions on legislation, or do they stay out of that completely?
No, I mean, I don't feel like we've been consulted unless, they said something, sent something to Judy. I haven't. They're planning. Kind of the first I heard about it was just a couple of meetings ago, to be honest with you. I think I heard about something like just before the first of the year, but not through the board.
Okay.
The next board meeting, the February board meeting, there will be a presentation by the, I believe it's the Government Affairs Committee.
State Government Affairs will be presenting, but a letter was sent to the board regarding this a while back.
Well, there's been discussion in front of the board and presentations in front of the board. But with respect to any of the documentation or any of the presentation, that's not been set up until February.
Okay. So the last part of my question, is the board allowed to take positions legislatively anymore? Is that something the board still does like they used to decades ago?
Judy, did you want me to go?
Mr. Harris, will you please address that?
I'm not going there.
You know, my suggestion would be that when a matter does come to the board's attention, that Judy work with the governor's office on whether or not this is something that the governor's office wants input from the agency. And I would actually probably take their lead. Generally speaking, you know, boards have not gotten into, you know, policy areas and rather just, you know, enforce the laws that the legislature enacts.
Okay.
Judy, are you good with that or additional thoughts?
And I would just toggle on to that, the fact that the purpose of this committee is not to take a position in support of Arizona PT Association legislation. We certainly want to know what they're doing, but I know at one point Adi Halili, who is the president of the Arizona PT Association, had mentioned to the committee maybe they could take some positions in support of Arizona PT Association activities, and that's not something this committee would do. Our job is to investigate, explore, and advise the board. And Mark, as far as the timetable, I believe this committee will be working until late fall of 2024, which time we will be able to open up the 2024 rules revision process.
Thank you for that.
Trying to catch up from 2019. Okay, anybody else that had formed some opinions about items they're particularly interested in, Jim?
So items number 4, 7, and 12 are my top, but again, I can help wherever.
Okay.
And I probably do have information on 3 as well.
Okay.
And then, Peg, I'd like to work on the PT patient relationship. I am more than happy to fill in wherever is needed.
Okay, we'll have a little bit of discussion on that relationship piece as it relates to rules versus statute, but I think more investigation will allow us to see clearly. Mm-hmm. I had trouble, if you noticed, on the materials you got in my 3-page missive. I really didn't know what rule to put that under because right. Are no specific rules that address the patient-provider relationship, so I just kind of put it under therapeutic relationships, but I've got your interest, Karen. JJ? Anything you were particularly... Oh, I've got yours, sorry. Giovanni?
I had said mine, but I actually left one out. Article 3, I was happy to work on 6 through 10.
Okay.
And then Article 4 as well.
Lori already spoke. Is that all of us? I think it is. I mean, certainly we've got plenty of people who are interested, and I think working as groups are great. I mean, I don't have a problem with having two or even three members participate in any of these discussions. Is the coursework evaluation tool just so cut and dried? We research others. I mean, I don't see anybody who's very interested in that. Is that lower down on the priorities? The coursework evaluation tool, which was Article 1, Item 1.
I think that one was pretty cut and dry. Like the language that we have down at the bottom would, or that you actually have in what you wrote, probably would be the suggestion that we would go through and then just need to change the website to make sure that it's there.
Well, so this is Lori. I think it's a little more complicated than that, though, the evaluation tool. This is for the international leaders prepared, right?
No. This is just course evaluation tool, I think, for continuing ed, right? Or no?
No, not at all.
So is it for the internationally prepared?
It is the coursework evaluation tool that is used for internationally prepared applicants who I believe did not graduate from CAPTE approved schools.
That's right. So the course evaluation tool, it's not just simple to pick one because it's based upon when the candidate graduated.
Okay. Well,
so I'm happy to work on that if you know, no one else wants to work on it.
Okay. Well, right now we'll pass over just because there's clearly other items that are of greater interest to the group. Would you agree with that we should just move on at least at this point in time in assigning the coursework evaluation tool? We can always come back to it.
Yeah, I'm fine with that. Thanks.
Is that also true of the definition of function? There was quite a bit of discussion on what's meant by function and functional status and functional limitations. That's something maybe we can get to later.
Peg, I have a question on that because that comes from 2019 and it's not in the rules yet.
Well, it is in the rules, but not to the same extent. Let me get my rules out, and I'm not going to spend a lot of time on that because I think we'll go to the ones that people are more interested on.
Right. I was just curious if that's like already, like that's just been added. That's the way it's going to be. We're going to add.
It was expanded in the discussion of adequate patient records. It currently requires an assessment of function in the initial evaluation. And maybe at the time of discharge, and what was added was requiring a discussion of functional status at all of the points, intervention notes, progress reports. I think it's in the reevaluation that at this point does require functional status, but we're going to hop on that one for now. Let's go to the ones that are of greater interest and see if we can't get those, especially because it's 12:26. So I see two people for a therapeutic relationship. I see supervision of PT and PTA assistants, J.J. Blair Giovanni. Is that correct?
Yes.
Supervision of students, almost the same group, but Jim was in on that one.
And Lori.
I think all of these on students. So suggestion from the group on how we might break these up. Clearly, we don't need the same three people working on all of them.
I'm okay with stepping off of up number 7 if other members of the group prefer to do that one.
I'm a little reluctant to take you off of seven, Giovanni, because you're our only PT assistant in the committee. Right? And so that's specifically item seven. Oh, I'm sorry. Item seven is...
Seven is the student one.
Okay. So within Article 3, supervision of PTAs and assistants, supervision of students, communication between PTs and PTAs, supervision ratios, requirement of 2,000 hours is a smaller topic. Discharge summary. Article 4, continuing competence. So is there a natural split here? I hate to be the one to arbitrarily say, okay, Jim and Blair, you can take this one, or any thoughts among the group?
Peg, do you want to keep the groups to two?
I don't think that's needed at all. Unless we're trying to cover so many bases that we need to divide it a little thinner.
Yeah.
And some of these may overlap, but I guess I'd be looking more at two versus three just because there's only 10 of us.
And you can move me wherever you want. So I'm kind of like Karen. I'm available to look at any of these things.
Okay, so let's start with supervision of PT assistants and aides. So, Giovanni, I definitely want you in that group.
Yes.
Well, it's going to be Giovanni, JJ, is that particularly near and dear to your heart? Lori, is that one you're more interested in? Speak up among the group. Jim?
Yes, for me it is.
JJ.
Yep.
So let's say JJ and Giovanni are going to take item six, supervision of PT assistants and aides. And we're going to talk about resources afterwards. But at supervision of PT assistants and aides, therapeutic relationship, well, we'll come back to that. Supervision of student PTs and PTAs. Lori?
Yeah.
How interesting.
I would like to be on that group.
Okay, Lori and Jim?
I would like to be on that as well, please.
Lori and Jim on that one. Documentation of communication between PTs and PT assistants.
I would definitely like to be on that one.
Yeah, I have all three of you, but let's see what happens as we continue, because I think supervision ratios is going to be a key point, and I think that's one we want to start looking at right away. So I've got Linda, JJ, Jim, Blair. Well,
I'm good not being on supervision ratios. Okay. It'd be more for our practicing clinicians.
Okie doke.
I'll be happy to jump on that one.
Blair, you yeah. say yes?
This is Lori. I'd be happy to be on that one as well.
Okay, Lori. Everybody don't overload yourselves, okay? How about, let's go back to the documentation between PT and PTAs. I'm happy to take that one because it's, I think, not well done in the clinic. Anybody else want to join me on that one?
I'm happy to join on that one as well.
Who was that that spoke up?
JJ.
JJ? Okay. Peg and JJ. One, two, supervision. So we go back to, I mean, I've got this renewal discussion, but I wonder how much it's tied up with the TOEFLs.
Who do you have on five, Peggy?
On five. Therapeutic relationships. So far, nobody. I haven't assigned it. You and Karen were interested. You guys want to jump on that?
Yep.
Yeah, me too.
All right, then you two are together on that. And if a third person really is passionate about one of these and wants to join the group, speak up. As you can see, it's kind of unstructured. So what you want, you get. So we've got 5, we've got 6, we've got 7, we've got 8, we've got 9. Do you want to tackle more at this point? I'm kind of jumping past continuing competence because that's so huge. I don't even want to, I don't even know how to get a handle on it, but.
Peggy, I can jump in on 3.
Okay. Jim, on the TOEFL. Jim, I'll join you on that one because I think the research is going to be a little more clear cut. So we've got 3.
And who's doing 2? Who do you have on 2 so far?
I haven't assigned them all, so I don't have, I'm waiting to hear from the group when they say, wait a minute, I've said I would do 3 things. So I don't have anybody assigned for the coursework tool. I don't have anybody to sign on definition of function.
I'd be interested in that as well. I mean, there's a lot of, you know, it relates to where the board requires you to document functional improvements. The question was in our first meeting, how is that done? You know, what do we do? How do we pin that down? Or do we leave it purposely vague? And if a question comes up in a case, does the board make that determination? You know, there's lots of, therapists have lots of ways to document, and they have some tools. Not all the tools are good. They're not effective. We actually have an article that's going to be published, upcoming just about functional indexes and how they're not very reliable.
Yeah.
And so I think maybe I can bring that experience, you know, onto the table of discussing this question about functional status. So I'll be happy to work on 2.
Linda, any interest in 2?
Yeah, the function one was the one I was interested in. Article 1, number 2.
Yep.
Article 2, number 3, and Article 3, number 9.
Okay, well, let's for sure give you definition of function. You and Blair can work on that one. Okay, and I'm looking to see what 9 was to see if we already assigned it. Supervision ratios. If you're interested in that, Lennon, you're ready to go for it. Let's give you that one as well. I know that's 3 people on that one, but I think that's a biggie because that doesn't really exist in statute. It only exists in rules. So I think there's going to be quite a bit of discussion. I currently have Blair and Lori. What was the other one, Linda? The other one you said you were interested in was?
Article 2, number 3 on the TOEFL.
On the TOEFL. Well, how's about?
I mean, like I said, I'm flexible. I just pick those 3 and just trying to keep it.
Okay. Keep it clear. Well, let's put you on 3, Linda. And that gives you Article 2, definition of function, Article 2, 203, that's the definition of, that's the TOEFL discussion, correct? Anybody else want to work on TOEFL? If not, I'll jump on that one.
We already covered that, Peg. It was originally you and I.
Oh, then I wrote it down under the wrong thing, TOEFL. Sorry about that. That was going to be Jim and I, so I'm going to make that Jim and Linda. Okay, and take myself off of that one. Sorry, I'm writing and looking too fast. We'll go over these before we finish. And anybody else, that renewal requirements in the second compliance. Jim,
yeah.
You down for that one.
And Karen should jumped on.
Too. Yeah, I'll help with that one too.
Karen? So let me go over these as I've got it. I've got nobody yet for the course evaluation tool. That's why I keep crossing TOEFL and course evaluation tool. Although Lori was kind of interested in that, so maybe Lori and I will take that. That's what I was thinking of.
Yeah, that works for me, Peg.
I've got Lori and Peg for item one. I've got Blair and Linda for the discussion of function. I've got Jim and Linda on the TOEFL. For the renewal piece, I've got Jim and Karen. Does this sound right? Therapeutic relationship, I've got Karen and Blair. Supervision of PT assistants, I've got JJ and Giovanni. Supervision of students, I've got Lori and Jim. Documentation of communication, I've got Peg and who else that they would like to do that? Was that JJ?
Yeah, I'll do that one as well.
Okay, on supervision ratios, I've got Blair and Lori. 2,000 hours we haven't talked about.
I can take that one.
I'm open to taking that one as well.
It's JJ, and who said that? Who was the first? Giovanni?
Giovanni.
JJ and Giovanni. And then discharge summary. We haven't assigned.
I'll be happy to work on that if no one else wants to do that.
Yeah, Blair, I'll work. I'm only on one so far, so if it's not too much of me, Blair, I'll join you on that one. Got it? And that leaves Article 4, continuing competence. And I'm going to pause for a minute because the entirety of Article 4 is pretty complex. And we had a group of, I think there might have been six of us, who originally drafted those rules that were adopted. It's pretty massive. I think we'll need more than one person on this. We don't even have to assign it right away. It's a pretty extensive rewrite, I think, if we want to do something that administratively would be simpler for the board and maybe more realistic for practice. Jim, you said you would work on Article 4. Anybody else? Because it might be a little bigger group.
I am interested, for sure, on that one.
Me as well.
Giovanni?
Yep.
Okay. That's certainly a start. I've got all three of you because that's a biggie. Should I go over that one more time or else maybe when we... Can we do that by motion, Judy? Do we need to formally?
Yeah, we probably will do that by motion. And
means we'll go through it in minutia to make sure the motion reflects who wants to do what.
Right. We'll get a little more descript in the motion.
And then when we get to the discussion about when we're going to meet and how we're going to do these, I think we're not going to necessarily discuss 12 each time we meet. We'll maybe pick out these three or these four, let's talk about them, let's cogitate, let's see what we've come up with. So, Judy, you want that motion? Any further discussion about these tasks? You know, I'm always watching the clock.
One clarification, we talked about this last time. Judy, you can maybe help us, just guide us. We can, if we're on Teams, we can work with each other. We can communicate by email and telephone and those type of things. But if we're going to communicate with the group, did you say that always has to come through Peggy? Is that the process that we use?
Mark is shaking his head yes. So
yes, please. I didn't know if you wanted me to.
Yes, I would like you to go ahead and.
Yeah. Working with, you know, we just need to be careful that we're not communicating with a quorum of the committee outside of a public meeting.
Okay.
And, you know, it's so easy to inadvertently do by sending, you know, text messages or emails to an individual, and that individual will, not even thinking, just forward it to another colleague. And before we know it, a quorum may have, you know, seen something outside of a public meeting. So, if you can, you know, direct all communications through Judy, that would be wonderful. And Judy, I'll defer to you as well.
Yeah, that's fine. So you're working with basically your pairs on these individual, items, on these individual rules. And then anything that you want to, you know, place on the agenda or seek further questions about, or, you know, if you have additional questions or something like that, you can send that to me and I'll figure out how to staff it or how to manage it from that point.
So that sounds like Judy always gets copied on communications between team members, right? I am happy to participate in any of these discussions. I promise to keep it, as my granddaughter, 3-year-old, says, zip it, Grammy, okay? So I'm happy to zip it. I wouldn't participate in any of these discussions that you're engaged with. Happy to be at least copied on it if you choose, but Judy would be your contact point. She'll just keep me apprised of who's meeting and what's going on.
The only one that we would have to be careful with that specifically is number 12 with the continuing competence, because there are 3 people in that subgroup as well. So, so that would put us, Peg, if you were involved in that, that would put us at a quorum.
Right.
On number 12.
Gotcha. Hey, I've spent enough time on that the first time around. I'm happy not to.
Let me correct that. Mr. Harris, we've got 8 total with the board potentially one individual, declined from the position. So we've got 8 total, but the board set us as a committee of 9. So what our quorum is 5 still, correct?
Correct.
Okay. So then I take a step back on that, Peg. The 4th, I was thinking a quorum of 4, but that's not accurate. A quorum of 5 is what we have to truly be very cautious of.
So 2 of us could discuss and copy both Judy and Peggy. That would be 4. We're okay with that one.
I don't count as a member.
Yeah.
Okay.
Right, so Judy's copying is just to make sure from a management standpoint, Judy knows what's happening.
Gotcha.
But yes, anytime you're willing to copy me, I'd be glad, because that allows me to know what everybody's doing. I'll make one more mention, which is we originally started out with a committee of 9. We're now down to 8. I have asked Judy to approach the board at their board meeting in February to see if they would like to appoint someone to fill the term that was vacated that Peggy Hunter was going to serve. I do have somebody in mind that I've reached out to see if they'd be interested, a pretty seasoned veteran and somebody whose advice we could benefit from. So it's entirely up to the board whether they want to bring us back up to 9 or not. Judy, can I mention who I've submitted, or that would be inappropriate?
I think it has to go to the board first.
Okay. Unless there's further discussion, I would like to go ahead and get this wrapped up so that we know what our assignments are.
Okay.
So I'm going to move that we adopt the following assignments for distribution of committee tasks as we investigate potential rule revisions. And Judy will say that how it should be said. And specifically, that would be assigning Peg and item 1 to Peg and Lori, item 2 function to Blair and Linda, item 3 the TOEFL to Jim and Linda, item 4 renewal requirements to Jim and Karen, item 5 therapeutic relationships to Karen and Blair. Item 6, supervision of PT assistance and aid. I'm sorry. Say that again.
Did I have Linda on 5 or not? Did I read that wrong? My initial notes.
Willing to be a threesome? A thruple, as we say?
Behave. I'll do whatever you guys need.
Yeah, I think that's pretty extensive. So that's going to be a threesome, I'll call it, not a thruple, of Karen, Blair, and Linda. Item 6, supervision of PT assistance and aides, is JJ and Giovanni. Item 7, supervision of students, is Lori and Jim. Item 8, documentation of communication is Peg and JJ. Item 9, supervision ratios is Blair and Lori. Item 10, 2,000 hour requirement for general supervision is Giovanni and Jim. Item 11, discharge summary, Blair and Peg. And item 12 under Article 4 is Jim, Karen, and Giovanni. Jim, you're on mute.
Sorry. Peg, I think 10 was JJ.
Yeah, 10 is me.
Not Jim, JJ.
Item 10, thank you. It's JJ and Giovanni. I misspoke. Thank you for the correction. Do I hear a second?
Second.
Okay, it's been moved. I'm sorry, any further discussion amongst the committee?
I don't have a discussion. Just which one was I added to? I just want to write that down, Peg.
Is that Linda speaking?
Yes. Okay. Yeah. Sorry.
Linda, you are on number item 2 with Blair.
Right.
Item 3 with Jim.
Yep.
And item 5 with Karen and Blair. Further discussion?
When I repeat the motion, I'll repeat all the names as well.
Okie doke, it's been moved and seconded.
Perfect. It's been moved and seconded to assign further research of the of these specific sections of rules to the following individual. To Dr. Lori Bordenave and Ms. Peg Hiller, item 1 under Article 1 of the rules R4-24-101 as it relates to the course of coursework evaluation tool. Item number 2 is still in Article 1 with relation to R4-24-101. Definition of function as it relates to functional status. That is to Mr. Blair Packard and Dr. Linda Thune. Article 2, encompassing R4-24-303, foreign educated application applicant requirements as it relates to the TOEFL exam, English as the I'm blanking on what TOEFL stands for.
And that's R424203, I believe, not 303.
You're right. My mistake. R424203.
Test of English as a foreign language, I think.
Test of English as a foreign language. That is for Dr. Jim Linsky and Dr. Linda Thune. Item number 4 in Article 2, R4-24-208. Renewal requirements for those licensed in the second year of a compliance cycle. That is assigned to Dr. Jim Linsky and Dr. Karen Bastillo. In Article 3, item number 5 for discussion is the therapeutic relationships between patients and providers. That has been assigned to Dr. Karen Bastillo, Mr. Blair Packard, and Dr. Linda Thune. Article 3, item number 6, rule R4-24-303, supervision of PT assistants and aides, has been assigned to Dr. J.J. Purcell and Mr. Giovanni Leone, my apologies. Item number 7, still in Article 3 of the board's rules, R4-24-303, supervision of student PTs and PTAs, has been assigned to Dr. Lori Bordenave and Dr. Jim Linsky. Item number 8 in Article 3 of the board's rules, R4-24-303, documentation of communication between PT and PTA on each date of service. That has been assigned to Ms. Peg Hiller and Dr. J.J. Bursell. Item number 9, Article 3 of the Board's Rules, R4-24-303 regarding supervision ratios, has been assigned to Mr. Blair Packard and Dr. Lori Bordenave. Item number 10, still Article 3 of the Board's Rules, R4-24-303, as it relates to the requirement of 2,000 hours of practice under on-site supervision. That has been assigned to Dr. J.J. Bursell and Mr. Giovanni Leone. Item number 11, Article 3 of the Board's Rules, R4-24-304, with respect to discharge summary, has been assigned to Mr. Blair Packard and Ms. Peg Hiller. Article 4 of the Board's Rules, which encompasses R4-24-401 through R4-24-403, as it relates to continuing competence, has been assigned to Dr. Jim Linsky, Dr. Karen Bastillo, and Mr. Giovanni Leone. And I believe that concludes the breakdown and assignments.
Correct.
Fantastic. Okay, so moving on to the vote, Ms. Hiller?
Yes.
Dr. Bastillo? Dr. Bastillo, you're muted. She knows she's muted. She can't. We'll come back to her. Mr. Leone?
Yes.
Dr. Bursell?
Yes.
Dr. Bordenave?
Yes.
Yes.
Mr. Packard?
Yes.
Dr. Toon?
Yes.
Dr. Bastillo? Dr. Bastillo has now joined twice and is muted. She's having some difficulty. This motion will pass regardless, so we will list Dr. Bastillo as abstained simply due to technical difficulties. So this motion passes.
Oh, Rich, you might be here. Nope.
Oh, I came back.
There she is. I believe she's there. Mark, do we need to go back and have Karen vote on that?
Sure, if you'd like, for the record. Thank you.
Okay. Dr. Bastillo, would you like to vote on that motion, please?
Yes.
Okay, perfect.
Thank you.
That motion passes unanimously.
A final comment about the document we're using, which is, if you noticed at the bottom of page 3, I identified 3 statutory considerations that we came upon during our discussions. As you work in groups on this rules language, you will let us know so we can compile any additional statutory language that might need to be looked at. I don't want those things to, you know, fall off the apple cart. So keep us apprised. Okay. Well, now it's kind of quick discussion, and I'm going to turn it over to Judy and myself, I guess, to talk about what resources you have available to you as you explore these various points of interest in the rules.
Peggy and Judy, I'm sorry, I have to leave. I've got a test I've got to give in 3 minutes, so I've got to run. Sorry.
Sorry.
I have to leave as well.
This is Lori, and I have to leave as well. I'm about to board my plane.
Okay, so let the record show that Dr. Linsky, Dr. Bordenave, and Dr. Bursell have all exited the meeting at 12:57.
I'm just checking to make sure we have quorum. Yes, 1, 2, there are 5 of us. But we do have quorum. A little harder to set future meetings with 3 of our members not here, but we were talking about resources. And Judy has provided links in our shared folder to many resources certainly FSBPT has all of the statutes and rules for all of the jurisdictions across the country. That's a rich resource to see how other states manage these issues and this language. APTA as well has a number of chapters, and Women Affairs or other divisions might be pertinent in terms of reaching out to see what resolution to these issues other states have taken. Judy, do you have other thoughts on resources?
I just wanted to remind the committee that there are resources out there available to you that staff can try to assist as well if that comes into play, if that's necessary. There are quite a few, as Peg has mentioned, quite a few options. The links provided includes CAPD, FSBPT, the APTA, our board statutes and rules are all listed on the website. You've also been given copies of those. So there are resources available in this endeavor to look through those things. The FSBPT also has the Model Practice Act, which has just been updated. Now that's more specific to statute, and our State Practice Act was developed on that Model Practice Act, in its earlier formats. So just for language, additional discussion, additional options, that might be a resource for you as well. Those could all be publicly available documents just on the various websites.
I would also tout staff at FSBPT. I mean, they're unbelievably effective resources. So if you contact, somebody at FSBPT, and they're involved in a lot of different states, you can say, well, which are the states that seems to have really the best contemporary language about supervision ratios or something like that? They can, point you in the direction of which states have statutory rules language that might be most helpful. So they are really so eager to help. Well, I think since three of us are no longer here, let's go down to agenda item 6, future meetings and timelines, and we are going to generically talk about how much I'm going to throw out 6 weeks. I hate to let 2 months pass without some kind of connection with who's finding what. They may not be final conclusions, but in the range of, let's say, 6 weeks, does that seem a reasonable amount of time to let you do some work besides living your lives and having some feedback? Is that too little time or too much?
Sure, I think so.
I think it works.
So let's look at 6 weeks, and then, of course, what we'll need to do is send out a survey to see which of those days and times during that week. I just have to get a calendar up here. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. So we're talking about the last week in March.
Yes.
Judy, if that is a board meeting, let's see, the fourth Tuesday in March is the 26th. Is that a hellacious week for you? Would it be easier if we went one more week and did it the first week in April?
From a purely selfish standpoint, yes.
So we're talking 7 weeks instead of, I hate to move it up to the week before because that's when Judy is busy. It's not that Judy has any of our assigned tasks. So if people want to meet sooner, we can go any of those timetables. I'm just being sensitive to other time constraints. Giovanni and Karen both are board members, so they probably have plenty to read and do before a board meeting. So let's say the first week in April. I'm looking to make sure there's no holidays in there other than April Fool's Day, and I'm not counting that as a holiday. So do we need to take a vote on the time of our next meeting?
That'd be great.
All right, then I move that our next meeting, coming back to report on whatever we I have to backpedal for a minute because I had said we don't have to talk about all 12 at a meeting. We can talk about which items are most ready. So let's schedule the date of the meeting. And about a couple of weeks beforehand, I will be sending something out through Judy that would canvass the group to see which items they're most prepared to proceed on. Does that make some sense? Because we're not going to talk about all 12 at every meeting. And if so, then I'm going to propose that we have our next meeting at some time during the first week in April.
Second.
So, Judy, it's up to you to read the motion.
If you want to do that, it's
next. I'll do it when she comes up. Is she out in the gym already?
Yeah,
she's
in the gym right
okay,
now.
I'll be there in a minute.
It's been moved and seconded to that the committee meet again during the first week of April as the results of a survey of committee members determines the best date and time, which will then be posted on the board's website. Ms. Hiller?
Yes.
Dr. Bustillo?
Yes.
Mr. Leone?
Yes.
Dr. Brissell is absent. Dr. Bordenave is absent. Dr. Linsky is absent. Mr. Packard?
Yes.
Dr. Toon?
Yes.
That motion passes.
And I will comment if any of the three who have had to leave the meeting are unavailable on vacation or not going to be around the first week of April, we will reach out through Judy so it's all everybody connected and suggest a revision to that meeting date based on availability. I think it's critical that we're all there. Understood?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, well, it's 1:04 and I'm going to request a motion to adjourn.
So moved.
Second.
Is there a second?
Second.
It's been moved and seconded to adjourn. Ms. Hiller?
Yes.
Dr. Bustillo?
Yes.
Mr. Leone?
Yes.
Mr. Packard?
Yes.
Dr. Toon?
Yes.
That motion passes. It's been, the meeting is adjourned at 1:05 and the recording will stop.